A Prayer for Memorial Day, Remembering Those Who Have Fought for Our Freedom, by Debbie McDaniel. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. Freedom is a gift. It's a treasure. And though we all may agree on that truth, it's often easy to take for granted the greatest gifts that God has given us in our lives. But those most precious gifts are never free. They come with a price, with sacrifice. They are worth fighting for, and are still worth fighting for today. Many brave men and women were willing to face hard battles in order for us to enjoy that gift of freedom today. For all those who have protected our nation, for the men and women in uniform, together we say thank you. We take time to remember today and say a prayer of gratefulness for the many who have been willing to pay a great price for our freedom. May God help us to live so courageously. May we follow the brave examples of those who have gone before us. Thank you for reminding us that there's incredible love and sacrifice displayed when one is willing to stand strong and fight for freedom. This service of love and sacrifice on behalf of all people points us directly to the greatest love of all, the very gift and sacrifice of Christ. Our Savior was willing to pay the ultimate price so that we can live free forever. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the freedom you have given us and for the price that was paid by Christ so that we could live free. We remember today the cost of it all, the great sacrifice for freedom. We thank you for the brave men and women who have fought and continue to fight so courageously for our nation. We ask you for your covering and blessing over them and their families. We pray that you would be gracious and encircle them with your peace. We pray for your great favor and goodness to be evident in their lives. Please be with all those who wear the uniform, who serve our communities and nation every single day. We ask that you provide your protection, that you would be their guiding force who leads the way, and their rear guard who keeps them safe from behind. We ask that you would draw them to yourself amidst the dangers they face in a dark world. For you are the truth, you are the way, and you are the light. Help them to walk wisely, to stay covered in your armor. Give them godly discernment. Make them constantly aware of what lurks close by. Help them to be men and women of prayer, realizing that this is where their greatest help comes from. Help them to stay united and strong, bold and resolute, determined and unwavering. Bless their families. Bless those they love. Give them your great favor this day and every day. Thank you that in our nation, we are free to worship, we are free to pray, we are free to read your word, we are free to speak, and we are free to share. For this, we are incredibly grateful. Yet we understand how quickly these freedoms can be taken away. Give us an increased awareness of the spiritual battle we're in. Help us to stand strong in you and for your purposes. Thank you that as believers, we can be assured you will never leave us, and you are with us always, in this life and in the next. Thank you for your truth that says, "Who the Son sets free is free indeed." We know that in you alone, true freedom is found. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, the physician comes in and says, tells this lovely couple, hey, your son's not going to make it. But there's a young girl here in the hospital who just delivered a baby girl, and she's given her up. She's going to leave her here. Do you want her instead?
That was chart topper Ryan Stevenson sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.